Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
2511-0401-0000-1694.
Okay. Yeah, I'll... Okay, let me pull up your file request. Okay, is this Noble Investment Properties?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And who am I speaking with?
Sandra Gonzalez.
Sandra Gonzalez. Okay, and what is your position? Are you the owner?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And what's a good phone number for you, just in case we get disconnected here?
562-569-5560.
Okay. Is that the business phone or is that the mobile?
Yes.
Okay, let me just confirm some information here I have on file, and then I can answer some questions. You're still at 17126 Guard Avenue?
Yes.
Artesa, California, 90701?
Yes.
All right. And what's a good email for you, Sandra?
Sandra@nobleip.com.
.com. Okay. And your company is an LLC, is that correct? Is that how you structure your property?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And how long have you guys been in business?
Since 2009.
Okay. Well, we have many programs available, so depending on your specific needs, let me know what you're looking to do so I can point you in the right direction here.
Okay. I don't know if you would lend on my type of company. We're actually an investment company, so we flip homes.
Okay.
So we don't, sometimes we fund it ourselves, or we don't like taking, the traditional, obviously, hard money or anything like that. So capital is always, good to have. So we don't want anything that's, secured,
Right.
And just to kind of also use for marketing and things like that.
Okay.
I just got the name on the side. I'm just kind of curious to find out more what you have, what you...
Yeah, that's totally understandable. Well, you did call the right place. We have a couple options here. We do have the working capital, that is the unsecured loans, shorter terms, and we also have the equipment financing. So if you need to bring on any kind of equipment, we also, that's your traditional loan, longer terms on that. So
okay.
Just really depends on what you're looking for. I know you said some capital. Did you have a certain amount you're looking for, or?
No.
Okay. I gotcha. All right. So what were you looking to use the money for? I know you said marketing. Is there anything else you'd be looking to use it for?
We'd probably be using it for the flips, product.
Product?
Such as tile and, just things you use.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and how would that work? What do you mean flip tile?
No. Just product. We kind of buy sometimes in bulk if we get it, if we get...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yes, so product for the homes to flip,
right,
whether
right.
Vanities
okay.
or things like that.
Yeah, okay, so you pretty much renovate the home and then you flip it and sell it. I gotcha.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. Do you have any projects coming up soon? Or are you guys
we finished up in North Hollywood. That one's in escrow, and then we are working on one in Whittier.
Nice. How are those going?
Good. Yeah, really good.
Yeah? Cool. So you're closing soon on the North Hollywood one, yeah?
What was that?
You're closing soon on the North Hollywood then, yeah?
Yes.
You're in escrow. Right on.
Yes.
How much is that one?
$775.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
That's very good. Okay.
Right.
So are you looking to, take out, some capital here? I mean, do you have something coming up here soon where you need to bring on some more product?
Now you're looking to refi a property? Is that what you're...
No, I was just seeing if, because you said you do have some project coming up, so are you looking to maybe get some capital here to buy some more product, get some,
yes.
all that stuff that you need? Okay.
Right.
Did you have a certain amount that you want to try to get approved for?
No, I just, you know, anything would be helpful, you know, because we sometimes use the traditional ways of whether it be like, you know, just credit or, you know, but we don't like to tie up like our own funds, you know, on our personal side of it. So, but I don't, now what are your requirements? Because as you know, with self-employment, our tax returns never look the best.
Okay, no, that's fine. The working capital, it's mostly based off of your annual sales. So it's not really going to be off your credit, but, you know, if your bank statements look good, you know, good cash flow, good beginning, good ending balances in there, we can definitely go off of that as well. Just out of curiosity, what were your annual sales like last year?
What we grossed after?
Yeah.
Was like 110.
110?
110,000, yeah.
Okay. Was that the top line or is that the bottom line?
That was the bottom line.
Okay. Do you know what your top line was?
No.
That's okay. No worries. Yeah, so usually we can, that's, you know, we go off the top line. Now, what I always try to do is since you're not looking for a certain amount, so pretty much anything would really help with you. The cool thing is that what I can do for you is I can get you, what I always do for my customers is I get you guys qualified for the largest amount possible and for the longest term. And then that way we can work backwards from there so you can know how much you want to take out and for how long you want to take it out for. That's the best way to do it, and I always do it, and it works out really well with everybody else that I've done that with. Now, are you looking for a shorter term, or?
Now, what kind of, that's my next question. What kind of terms, let's say, when you say the top, what kind of range are you in as far as amount?
Depending on the top line revenue, that's what we usually base it off of. You know, I know you gave me your bottom line. If you were, let's just say, if you were around 200,000 or something like that, you know, you'd probably be in the 20 to at least maybe about 60, you know, in working capital you could take. You don't have to take all that, of course. You know, you can take as much as you want. For the term, you have to realize that these are unsecured cash loans. So it's going to be a little bit more expensive probably than your normal bank just because it is unsecured. You know, we're letting you borrow money. And,
I get that.
Yeah, okay.
So what kind of rates are you talking about?
So the rate thing, that's going to be more of a fixed payback. It's not really an APR, how we set it up. It's going to be more of, you know exactly how much you're paying back, so it's not fluctuating ever. So let's say if you took out $20,000, you pay back $25,000, and you know exactly how much you're paying back, and you can always pay back early. So there is really no rate on that. It just depends on the term and things like that. So it's called a fixed payback rate.
So the fixed payback rate, mm-hmm. So that term, like you borrow 20 and then you pay back 25 at the end of the term.
Right.
What kind of term are you talking about? Like a year, 3 years?
Typically, we do, 3 months to 3 years. For first-time customers, just so we can see that you can, you know, make payments on time and things like that, just it's the initial business part. You're normally going to be set up on the 24 months, 2 years usually. But, you know, if you pay that back early, you know, the rate really doesn't have anything to do with it just because you're paying it back early. And we actually give discounts off of that. And, you know, if you stick with us, because this is a perfect business for you, too, because you're in the flipping the homes business, and so you're always going to have projects coming up. So what you're able to do is you can actually have refinancing options, and you can do additional funding, you know, whenever you request it, and for longer terms, and you know, better things like that. So that's a really nice thing for you. So hopefully that answers your question.
I just don't know, because looking, so let's say it was 20, you pay back 25. So if you did 60, you know, you'd pay back, you know, obviously significantly more than that.
Yeah. It's all dependent on the term that you choose. You know, time has value. So, you know, longer term, you know, the payments might be better, but you might end up paying a little bit more. But if it's shorter term, the payments might be higher, but, you know, you're not paying back that much. So it all depends on exactly how far you want to extend the term for, which would depend on the fixed payback. Now, the best way to do things for all my customers and what they have done before is they take out the longest term. And if you're going to make money off of that, pay back early, then you don't have to pay all of that, you know, all that, the additional. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. I just don't know, like, looking, just based on the terms. I got your mailer, so I was just curious, but I can definitely find it, like, a lot cheaper, like, through private funding. So, and also even, like sometimes we'll use, like, the credit card with the 0% APR, you know, for $20,000, I could just borrow that and pay it, you know, $600 and have a year to pay it back. So just based on like that, I just don't think right now it's like a good fit. It just doesn't really make sense. I'd be spending more money. Plus you're getting bank statements, and I don't even know that I would qualify because our account balance, because we were constantly tied up in property, you know, we put a lot of our own money too as well into that just so that it minimized our cost. So, you know, we're kind of like property rich more than and cash poor.
Okay, I gotcha.
We don't keep a lot of, you know, cash in the accounts because of it. So, you know, right now it doesn't really seem like it's something that would fit our business. But thank you for your time.
Yeah, of course. Just so you know, too, off that line of credit, is that through another bank? Who is that through?
Yes, it is U.S. Bank.
Mm-hmm. Oh, U.S. Bank. Okay, right on.
Yeah.
Now, I just want to inform you on some things about that. The reason that you're getting that 0% probably off of that line of credit is because, is that who you do your business with? Like you bank with? Is U.S. Bank?
Mostly, yeah.
Okay. So that's why, because you're lending your own money towards yourself. And that's why, because they have all of your information, you've been doing business with them, that's where you probably have the 0%.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
The thing is that you cap out on that line of credit. So let's just say if you needed like, you know, a little bit more, it's really hard to get more from your bank because 9 times out of 10 they won't usually bump it up. That's why probably you got approved for the 20,000 on that line of credit is probably because I don't know if you've ever I don't know what your bank statements look like, but I don't know, they usually go off of how much your deposits look like.
Right. I mean, I can pull 20. I actually have more available on that line of credit, and then I have a cash flow manager. They're actually trying to up that, you know. So I have like at this point in our business, and I'm not ready to, you know, pay more to build a relationship. Do you know what I'm saying?
I gotcha.
Your company has to do, but I'm not at that point. I mean, probably in the long term that may be smart, but I'm a little bit about the bottom dollar.
I gotcha.
For now, so you know.
And you also have to realize too is that if it makes sense for the business, like let's say if you took out, let's just say $20,000, you know, buy some supplies, and you flipped a house for, you know, $60,000 or, you know, quite a lot, $775,000, you know, that loan that you're paying off, you know, really. You know, has, you know, if it makes sense for the business, you're making money off of it. You know, it's a really good, you know, if it makes sense for the business, it's definitely worth it. I mean, especially a small loan like that and you're making, you know, quadruple that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just, I'll definitely keep the information in case I'm, you know, at some point, you know, looking for something like that. Right now it doesn't fit, but I'll definitely keep your info. What was your name again? Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. My name is Steve.
Okay.
Yeah, and my direct line, if you want to put that down, can I just feel free? It's 858-779-0932.
Okay, got it. Okay, all right.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.